My name is Nancy Camden. I am an oral historian. Today is September 24th, 2009. I am talking with John and Judy Crane of Green Bay, Wisconsin, to record their oral histories. This oral history is a gift from their sons, Martin, Andrew, and Christopher, on the occasion of their 50th wedding anniversary, which was August 15th of this year. Judy, how old are you at this point?
I'm 72 years old.
What is your full name, your birth date, and where were you born?
My name is Judith Ellen Vandermeulen Crane, although the Ellen was added later. I was born March 3rd, 1937 in Waupaca, Wisconsin.
Tell me about your grandparents' names and where they lived and when they were born and died.
My paternal grandparents were Martin Vandermeulen and Gertrude Koperis Vandermeulen. They were Dutch immigrants who lived in Chicago, and my grandfather Martin was born in 1855 and died in 1940. Gertrude Vandermeulen was born in 1867, and she died in 1965. They were married in Chicago after both had immigrated here in 1899. My mother's father was Franklin Ernest Jenswold. He was born in 1887 and died in 1961. He was the child of Norwegian immigrants who were already here. My grandmother was Martin Johnson Jenswold. She was born in 1886 and died in 1983. They were married in Superior, Wisconsin in 1911. They were divorced later on in their lives.
And what do you remember of them?
Well, I'll begin with my Vandermeulen grandparents. My grandfather died when I was 3 years old, so I have pictures of me sitting on his lap as a toddler, but I don't remember him at all. My Vandermeulen grandmother lived to be, I think, 98 years old. I did see her periodically in my childhood and my youth and into my early adulthood. She was a very interesting old lady. She spoke very heavily accented English, which was sometimes hard for a child to understand. And I never lived close to her, but I did see her regularly.
And where did you live at that time?
Well, I always all of my childhood was in Wisconsin. I was born in Waupaca, where my father was teaching school. Early on, we moved to Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. I lived there till I was 10, and then I lived briefly in Jefferson and Wisconsin Rapids, and ended up when I was 13 years old in Madison, and consider Madison my home, really. The situation was quite different on my mother's side. Interestingly enough, I never met my grandfather, even though he was living in the latter part of his life in Madison, where I was a young adult. My maternal grandmother was very close to me. She was a major figure in my life and a remarkable woman in many ways, but their story is a little complicated.
What was she like? Why was she a major figure in your life?
Well, she was a very strong and resourceful woman. She had immigrated here when she was about 18. Evidence of her intelligence and her drive is that she spoke totally unaccented English. She spoke perfect English and was a very literate woman, even though she had very limited education. She was married to a man who was quite well known at the time she met him, apparently, and married him. He was a young attorney, but he was an alcoholic, and obviously there was a lot of difficulty in that marriage. And my mother was 12 years old when they separated. She had a little brother who was 5, and my grandmother went to work and raised those children and sent both of them to college. And she lived a very long and interesting and strong life. She was very proud, for instance, of the fact that she was the first woman to vote in the little community they were living at the time. That's very much represents who she was. Our children knew her well because she lived so long.
And what did she do in work?
She went to work for an insurance company, and she worked there in a very responsible position until she was 75 years old.
Tell more about your paternal grandparents.
My paternal grandparents immigrated to Chicago because there was a considerable Dutch community in Chicago by that time. And they lived on the south side of Chicago. I've seen the house in which my father was born and grew up. I honestly am not sure what my grandfather did. I think he perhaps had a number of jobs and working in various businesses. My grandmother was a very strong woman. I know I've already said that about Mati, my maternal grandmother. But she obviously was a tough lady and raised a family under in poverty, I think, mostly.
And how many children were there in that family, in your paternal grandparents?
There were a pair of twins who were born a year or so after their marriage who died. Then there was an older brother to my father whose name was Jacob. And then a sister, Harriet or Hattie, who I knew all through her life. A brother named George, also knew him all through his life. And then my father was the youngest child. Jacob, the oldest living child, died at age 17 in the flu epidemic of 1918, which is an interesting historical fact. And much discussed in that family. Jakey was obviously a golden boy, and they all grieved him very, very much.
Did any of those children get education? What was their educational level?
Well, the Hattie and George had minimal education, but my father, this is hard to believe, but my father, who was a very tall man, and a very good athlete and played basketball in Chicago high schools, was recruited to go to college at Carroll College in Waukesha, Wisconsin. That's hard for me to believe that that happened in the 1930s, but it did. And he went to college. His parents did not understand why that was even a desirable thing to do, but he did. And my mother was there on a scholarship, and that's where they met. Parents were both graduates of Carroll College.
How did your mother end up going to college? Was that a family value?
It was certainly a value for my grandmother. My grandmother believed strongly in education, was self-educated herself. I think there was no question about that. My mother was, and I've seen her high school yearbooks and her college yearbooks, and my mother was obviously an outstanding student, a very serious student. She got a good scholarship to go to Carroll as well.
What did she study?
My mother was mostly interested in literature and related arts. She was also obviously a very fine actress when she was in college, and we have posters and that sort of thing. And that was what she loved. She did have a teaching certificate, and I think 2 years of their marriage, she taught school, but never after that.
What did your father study in college?
My father, I think, mostly studied history and political science and those kinds of things. He also was an athlete, and he got a teaching certificate and went into education upon his graduation, and also for many years was a basketball coach, a high school basketball coach.
Where?
Well, it started in Waupaca, which was his first teaching job after he graduated, and then went to Beaver Dam, and we were there till I was 10 years old, from when I was about 18 months till 10 years old. But I've been to a lot of basketball games in my life, especially in my childhood. And that was fun. That was good. Then when I was about 10 and times were tough, he decided he wasn't making a good enough living in teaching school. So for 2 years, he went into retail, clothing retail. Two miserable years for him in two different communities, hated it. And then that's when we went to Madison, and he went back into education and ultimately was a high school principal in Madison. My father, in his early teaching, when they were in Waupaca, played professional basketball for a team called the Oshkosh All-Stars, which has a storied history in this state. And he played in Madison Square Garden and was quite well known at that time in that limited kind of a way.
You said that he worked in retail. Was he a salesperson?
What he did was went to work for a retail clothing store in Beaver Dam, and then that became part of a chain. This is a little sketchy to me. They moved him to Jefferson, Wisconsin, where he managed a little store, and then he went to Wisconsin Rapids, where he worked in what would now be called human resources. He didn't like any of it. By that time, he had his master's degree in guidance, and he went to Madison school system and held a number of jobs, and eventually was the first principal at La Follette High School in Madison.